This is GQDN for December the 13th. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We are brought to you by stackup.org, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by Audible. I know that's backwards. I don't care. Anyway, in today's news, we do talk about a Twitch streamer using both hands and feet while playing games. Winter Wonderlands. Yes, I had to sing that in our You High on Life. But today, we go to a Eurogamer.net article, and it says that Twitch has removed hate groups from approved charities following its backlash. So this hate group is called the LGB Alliance. And what essentially happened was this alliance was approved to receive funds there from Twitch. But a lot of people got up on the Twitch blog and got up on Twitter and on the Twitch user forum, the one user voice, and upvoted a post called Remove Hate Groups. So Twitch did respond, and they did confirm that they have removed the group from its list of approved charities. But here's what they said, quote, Twitch does not allow charities that violate our hateful conduct policies on Twitch or whose organization or leadership engage and promote behaviors that violate our off-service policy. Further quote, inclusion on this list is not an endorsement from Twitch. However, we regularly review the list and remove organizations that violate our policies. Now, there are tens of thousands of groups, that's according to Twitch, that are out there that can get the facilities from Twitch. And to see that they are out there right now to take out that hate speech is something to see. Now, we go to a GameSpot article, and they're talking about why some experts are in the belief that the Activision Microsoft merger will not go through. So they're taking this off of a publication called Seeking Alpha. And Seeking Alpha does go through certain bullet points of why this deal should not go through. And it does include the FTC. And even what GameSpot does say that the FTC was not complete enough in its argument in its lawsuit against Activision, Blizzard, and Xbox. So, even a Columbian Law School professor did tell the Wall Street Journal that the FTC is going to have a very big problem of trying to argue why this deal should not go through, especially when the U.S. courts do approve deals like this. So, like I said, we'll keep an eye on it. Even through our little break, we'll keep an eye on it. Now we're going to go through a game that just launched today, which some people like and some people don't. But it's a game called High on Life. This is a dual article from Blue News and Destructoid. So, Blue News says that the game is launched today. So here's what the quote is. Fresh out of high school, with no job and no ambition, you really got nothing for you. Until an alien cartel that wants to get high off of humanity invades Earth. Now you and a team of charismatic talking guns must answer the hero's call and become the deadliest intergalactic bounty hunter of the cosmos has ever seen. Travel to a variety of biomes and locations across the cosmos. Go up against nefarious Gamartus and his gang of goons. Collect loot, meet unique characters, and more in the latest comedy adventure from Justin Roiland, High on Life. Well, within the game, there are some vignettes within the game, and I believe that there's about 12 of them. Well, maybe not, no. There are 4 different licensed full-length movies in the game, and also a bunch of new shorts that's in the game, too. Fact that Pearson Smith on Twitter said, WTF, there's an entire movie in High on Life? Yeah. We've seen that, and we continue to see that in World of Warcraft, so to see that in other games, not a surprise. Not a surprise. Okay, so now let's get to something that is half delayed. Destructoid does give us the article that Hogwarts Legacy will be delayed for the older consoles, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. For Switch. So, this is what we have been seeing over the past few months with Gotham Knights and some other games that have come out there recently. Because these games that are starting to come out now take a longer time to go to the older consoles. Because these consoles cannot handle the graphics. And the graphics demand go to the newer consoles. Attention, Nintendo Switch. So, once again, we'll keep an eye on it. In fact, some of these games did cancel the older consoles and just stayed on the Xbox Series X and S and PlayStation 5. But that's okay, because something that did release on all the things, well, this comes to us from Eurogamer, and they said that Sonic Frontiers did get to 2.5 million sales in the first month. In fact, at Sega underscore official said Sonic Frontiers sells over 2.5 million copies worldwide. Well done to them. Well done to them. And to all Sonic fans, I hope you enjoy. Now, to all of you Blizzard fans, especially those who like Overwatch 2, Winter Wonderland is here. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and yes, you get all the goodies, especially if you purchase the season pass. So, yeah, all the goodies, all the skins, all the stuff. So, go get it. Anyway, IGN does say that you can get a 2 TB PlayStation 5 SSD for only $150. It's up on Amazon, and it is $150. It's 53% off. Might be a good time to get it. And there are some other ones that are out there right now. That is the Crucial PS5 Plus 2B PCLE Gen 4 by 4M2 SSD. There's a Samsung 980 Pro 2 TB PCLE Gen 4 by 4M2 SSD with heatsink. That's for $200. And there are other ones for $100, $230, so on and so forth. So different prices. Depends what you want. 1 TB, 2 TB, all that stuff. And by the way, if you want a heat sink, they're just $10 right now. On sale, of course. One last thing before we go. This comes to us from Eurogamer. And an Elden Ring player called Miss Mika was playing Elden Ring. Two different screens. One she was playing with her hands on her PlayStation 5, and she had her dance pad hooked up to it too. And she was playing both at the same time. In fact, at Jake Sucky on Twitter did say, Twitch streamer Miss Mika has taken Elden Ring to a whole new level, and she is now playing one game on PlayStation 5 and another on her dance pad at the same time. Gamers are really something. Indeed we are. Indeed we are. You guys are really something too. You're all fans, and we love all of you. Especially if you support us, or if you see us up on Twitter, at GroupQuest, and at DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. Go play some games, people.